This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. This is a new, still a new domain for me. So anyway. If you'd like to leave feedback, you can email me. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can leave a comment on the website. I'm thinking about getting rid of intense debate so that you don't have to really worry about logging in, you know, having to log in another website. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about that because it usually helps keep a lot of spam away. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. All right. Quick episode because I have stuff to do. I have work stuff to do. I'm not saying that it's more important, but I actually get paid for that. I just finished watching the pilot episode of Sleepy Hollow. So it's going to be slight spoilers. I'm going to try to avoid the big ones, but to me, you never know. Okay. Anyway, it's on Fox, which right there makes me kind of leery about how long it's going to last anyway. Fox is one of those networks that will come up with something that's not in the norm and then cancel it before it can really find its audience. Okay. They had a TV show called Lone Star a couple of years ago. It was about this guy who was pretty much leading a double life. He had two wives. He had two complete lives. And it was pretty interesting, you know, especially if it could have gotten a chance to capture an audience. But Fox doesn't really play with their Monday nights. They love Monday night. So they canceled it after two episodes. I hope that Sleepy Hollow doesn't fall into the same trap, but it's the Monday night trap. There was a TV show years ago called Drive that was about a race. It was a car race, sort of like Cannonball Run, only without the comedy. I think it was a Joss Whedon production also. But it was really good. But they only made, what, five episodes and then canceled it because it didn't grab an audience because it was on Monday night. That's just what they do. You know, I'm really surprised. I think everybody complains about Firefly. But Firefly was doomed from the beginning because they aired them out of order. At least they aired them out of order where I was. So even though I watched the first episode, I had absolutely no idea what was going on. The people had a certain familiarity to them that me as a new viewer felt like something was missing. Okay. Of course, we should think that the characters all know each other, but there's a difference between a first episode where the characters all know each other and like a third episode, which I think is the one that they aired first. And the characters all know each other. Because, like I said, there's just an ease that me as a viewer, I just didn't get, right? Plus, it was everybody was looking for another Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And basically what we got was a Western. I didn't have a problem because I like Westerns, but that's just me. But anyway, so they show Bones, which is about as formulaic as you can get, right? There is a case of the week. There is also a ongoing storyline throughout the season, as well as a bad guy lurking in the back. I think all shows follow that sort of basic storyline now. But let's get away from that. This starts off in like, I don't know, I think it said 1781. That doesn't sound right. 1781 was the, I thought the revolution ended in 1776. Oh, well, anyway, it started way back then where the Redcoats were fighting the Americans. I feel so stupid that I don't know when the Revolutionary War ended. It's going to bug me, but oh, well, I get bugged by a lot of stuff. So they show Ichabod Crane going up against this real badass. And Ichabod Crane is not like Ichabod Crane, you know, the librarian in the cartoons that I remember as a kid, or even as Johnny Depp's character in Sleepy Hollow. But this guy, he's, well, if you've seen the commercial, you know what's happened, but he's fighting against this guy and he cuts his head off in one swing. Now, when I saw that, the first thing that popped into my head is, man, how sharp was that sword? And more than just that, how strong is Ichabod Crane? Because I know it's not the same, but I've actually had to cut apart a chicken, a thawed chicken, to cut it up into a bunch of different pieces. And that was a pain in the ass. I'm just wondering how awesome you'd have to be to be able to cut through bone and muscle in a neck, so much so that it was with one slice. Oh, but of course it is TV. But anyway, he ends up also getting hurt by this guy whose head he just cut off. And I'm glad that they kind of skipped over this part, but he falls on the field of battle and he wakes up 200 years later, well, over 200 years later. And that was, it was kind of cool the way they did that. And around the same time that he wakes up, the Headless Horseman wakes up and causes all kind of trouble. And I hate being, I hate having to do this, but I'm just going to leave it at that. However, I like the show. I don't think it's going to last very long. I hope we get a full season out of it. I hope that full season doesn't end on a cliffhanger, you know. I hope that at the end of the season, it ends on just enough of a cliffhanger. Well, not cliffhanger. I don't want a cliffhanger at all. I want an end to the story, you know, the end to chapter one or book one or whatever, season one, with just enough unanswered questions so that they can build upon stuff for next season if they come back for next season. That said, if this show lasts a whole season, I'd be surprised. There's a lot of action, mystery. This is actually a pretty... This show shows how you can do... this show is a good example of how you can do a horror-type show without needing to be on basic or pay cable, okay? Because it's not exactly violent, because with the exception of cutting off the head, which is neat, which was not gratuitous at all, it's obviously needed for the purposes of the story. A lot of the violence is shown kind of off camera. You know, They may show an act being committed, but it's one of those deals where you'll see a hand go back and swinging, and then you'll see like the effects of it, but you don't actually see the actual act itself. I don't know if that makes sense. And I kind of keep an eye out for like excessive ultra violence stuff, especially on network TV or this mainstream stuff in particular. This goes way back to a discussion on comic books. There was a character named Blue Beetle who was, I'm not even gonna say what he was intended to be. He was supposed to be like a comedic character, so like a comedic Batman. A rich guy, bunch of gadgets, fights wacky villains, but he does it with a little bit of a flair and of a comedic timing of his own. That's when he was a Charlton. When he went to DC, and I'm going to try to get past all this boring comic book stuff for you people who don't like comic books. But they sort of made him too jokey. You know, he was just a comedy character. And in this one storyline, they needed to make him more serious. But because of his past, people still thought, oh, he's joking. Oh, you know, when he puts out a call for help, nobody answers it because he probably needs help opening a jar of pickles or something. He was just like a total joke, totally not taken serious, right? But in this case, he found out about this conspiracy that was very deeply entrenched in the DC universe. Came to a point where he ends up getting killed. And this is like a decade ago, so I'm not really spoiling too much. The problem with DC and the violence is they actually showed him getting shot in the face, but they showed, you know, from the back where the exit wound was. So you basically saw his brains getting blasted out the back of his head. That was very controversial amongst some circles at the time for being excessively violent. That's not what this is. This, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you could have shown him pointing the gun and then a big blam, you know, or later you have Ted Kord laying and you see the guy with the smoking gun. So you can just imply that he was shot in the face. Didn't have to actually show it. Other people are saying, well, you needed to show it, you know, to show how high the stakes were. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think that there are creative ways to show acts of violence. And that's what this show does. It takes creative ways to show acts of violence. On top of the violence, there's also a lot of supernatural stuff. Obviously, if somebody's walking around without a head, kind of got some supernatural hoodoo going on there. And there's actual like magic being used. I don't want to spoil that because that part I thought was really cool. Beyond that, the acting is pretty good. I didn't see anybody that just stood out. I was like, wow, this is a bad actor. You know, it's not like Under the Dome. Under the Dome was a show that when I first started watching it, I kind of liked it. Then I kind of got bored. Now I don't watch it. So there you go. So you're asking if you want to know about Under the Dome, I don't watch it anymore. But that said, there are a couple of people who you could tell we're actually acting and they weren't like living the character. With this show, everybody is playing it seriously. Okay. There's no like over the top actors. There's nobody who's just reading their lines. People are taking their roles very seriously. And I kind of like that. Also like the fact that there is one of the two leads is a black woman who isn't sassy, who doesn't purse her lips going, mm-hmm. You know, she's not a stereotype. She's actually a pretty good character. And the interaction between her and the guy from the past is really what I like about the show. Now, one things that I was really curious how they were going to, deal with was the fact that this guy came around when, you know, there were slaves, you know, and women had absolutely no rights. Well, women had, basically, white women had more rights than, you know, the entire black race. But you have a black woman. I was wondering how this white man from way back when was going to deal with it. They dealt with it perfectly. You know, I love the way that they dealt with it. I love the interaction between these two. A lot of chemistry. It's really a good show. I was kind of surprised. There's some people who aren't going to like it. There are people who don't like everything. I have been accused of being one of those people, which is really weird because I usually only talk about stuff I like, you know, and if you talk about stuff you like, then you get accused of liking everything, which is not true. But I have a reputation of not liking anything, which to me is once again is kind of weird. But needless to say, this is a show that I recommend. If you've seen the first episode, at least, of Sleepy Hollow. Oh, hold on. Before I go ahead and ask for feedback, I do have a friend who asked me, does it take place in Sleepy Hollow, New York? And I'm like, yeah, I think that's what they said. New York. I don't know. Is there more than one Sleepy Hollow? And his... He said, yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sell my wife on it because there's no black people in Sleepy Hollow, New York. And I thought that was funny. Because if you really pay attention to the television shows that I watch, man, there's not a lot of black people in New York City, period. You know? And not just the shows I watch. If you watch shows like Friends or Girls or, I don't know, Seinfeld or whatever, then, you know, there are like maybe four black people in the entire world. So anyway, he said that he'll still try to check it out. Oh, in fact, let me see. What exactly did he say? I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know if he wants me to mention his name. But, and he's just being funny when he said this. If she only works in Sleepy Hollow, I'll give it a chance. If she also lived there. She also lives there. I'll have to push aside how feeble it is to have a black woman living in a white area on a show where someone has no head and the others from the past, you know. So I thought that was funny. I know he meant it with more than a modicum of humor intended. So, yeah. Sleepy Hollow. Oh, and I didn't even mention the... the black man or the I think he's Korean. I think John Cho is Korean. Huh, I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, so there are minorities all over the place on this television show. But it's really worth seeing it. Watch it now because like I said, I don't think it's gonna be around very long. Hopefully it'll get the Terra Nova treatment. And what I mean by that is they gave Terra Nova at least a season. I didn't watch all the way to the end of the season. That is on my to-do list. It is on Netflix, so eventually I should get around to it. But hopefully they'll give it a whole season and not just yank it after a couple of weeks. And now, you know, with my luck, I'll go back down, sit down, get ready to edit this show, and I'll see, hey, Sleepy Hollow already canceled. Anyway, if you see it, if you've seen it, let me know. Send some feedback. I will either read it on the show, or if it's an audio comment, I'll play it on the show, because that's the kind of guy I am. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.
I'm going to go.